Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for the whole world, that we should have a Yeshua from the Magefa that has been spreading everywhere. We'd like to explain the Shita of the Rambam in Hilchot Tefillah v'Nesiyas Kapayim, Perek Zayin, Halacha Yud Gimel. And those who argue with him in the Torah, Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Haim, Siman, and Aleph, if we should be saying Shiras Hayam, Oz Yashir, before Yishtabach, like we do, and like Shulchan Aruch says, or we say it after Yishtabach, and this, like the Rambam holds. And this is going to be based on the Torah of Moreno Rosh HaYeshiva, Rav Hutni Zatzal. Psukei Dezimra is a collection of Psukei Tehillim that are said before Tefillah, that came into the prayer liturgy, and we have a decree that we should say Brachos Lefnehem, Ule'acharehem. We should say Baruch Sha'amar before, Yishtabach after. Now these brachas weren't mentioned in the Gemara, so what's pshat that we're being mechadesh brachos after Chasimus Hashas? And the Rosh already writes in the first parak of Kedushin in Siman Nun Aleph, Mem Aleph, and also Prichadash Arachem Siman Nun Aleph, that how can you have brachos from the Zman of the Gaonim? So we don't like brachas after Shas. So what's pshat that Psukei Zimra is coming after the closing of the Gemara? And we have these brachas of Psukei Dezimra on the Mikdash. They would answer on brachas in the Lashon of Baruch Hashem min ha'olam v'ad ha'olam. Blessed is Hashem from the world to the world. Gemara in brachas nindalad amin alef. Rashi explains that this is because the tzedukim came and they denied the olam aschar, and therefore they had to explain that olam hazeh is only a vestibule, a waiting room for olam haba, min ha'olam v'ad ha'olam, from this world to the next, where there are two worlds. Then the question arises, why dafka in the Mikdash did they answer this? Minut Baruch Hashem and Olam Ad Olam. So the root of the matter we can find in the fact that the Mikdash is special and that there they read God's name, Kichsivasa. In other words, Yudke Vavke, it was written that way when it was read that way. Reading the name Kichsivasa as it's written is special, is set aside for Yom Ahu, on that day, by Yom Hashem Echad Ushmo Echad, we say it all the time, every day, number of times a day. What does it mean, Hashem Echad, I get, on that day, God will be one, Ushmo Echad, I get, Hashem Echad, I get, God will be one, when there's only one God, is everything. But what's Pshat, Ushmo Echad, and His name will be one. Ushmo Echad means that Kriyasa will be Kichsivasa, that His the reading of His name will be like the writing of His name, Vikevavke. In order to explain that this is only as a hachana for that day, for the future day, so they were manig in the Beis HaMikdash, min ha'olam ve'ad ha'olam, she'en olam hazeh l'kapros dar v'hachana. This world's a preparation, so we're saying she'en kriyasa kichsivasa is a preparation for the future day. And therefore, dafka and bayit sheni, we find that there was a tikkun of brachos, ayde anshe kineses ha'gedola, that anshe kineses ha'gedola and bayit sheni were misake and decreed to make brachos. Because Knesset Yisrael says, tzur levavi, the rack of my heart, v'chelki elokim, and my portion, God. God is the rock of our heart and our portion. And our heart is always mechuvan, is always directed at God's hashkacha. So until the churban, we would say, Gadol Gibor V'Nora, that God is great and strong and awesome. Because that's the way the world was being run. That's the Hanhaga Gluya. That God's thoughts and how God revealed himself was the same. And in the Mela, we can say Gadol Gibor V'Nora, because that stems with the Hanhaga Gluya. So, by God, His thoughts and His Hanhaga are one. So, too, by us, we say exactly what we know in our mind. And therefore, after, even before, there was a Takana of Brachas B'dibur, it was in the Avodas Halev. Shem Atima Imagilui. Imagalui. In other words, what was revealed, the Anhaga Galui in the world, we would already feel in our hearts. We didn't really have to say them with Brachas. They're already, these Brachas were already being said in our hearts. Because what we saw in the world is what we said in our hearts. But when the Tkufas HaChorban started, and they stopped saying Gadol Gibor V'Nora because of the question of where's God's Gvura? Yuma Samach Tes, where's God's Noros? Where's God's awesomeness? So now the Hanhaga Shebemachshava is separate from the Dibur Vagila. God's thoughts are different than what God's revealing. So to our thoughts are different than what we're saying. We don't want to, we know that God is great, but we can't say it. Can't say it because we don't see it. So they stop saying Gadol Gibor V'Nora. Kema Chekinesa Gadola. If Zira Tara Liyoshna, like the Gemara says, they restored the former glory, and they were Motzi B'Dibor, even what wasn't Gadol. As we were thinking, what we believed, what we knew to be true, we didn't want to say it because it wasn't right to say what doesn't seem to be true. We would say it anyway because Bamis it was true. And we said Gadol Gibor V'Nora. Even though this Hanhaga, God's Gdula, Gvura, and Oros, we don't see explicitly, we know that it's there. You have to go deeper. And when you plumb the depths, you'll see that that's the reality, that God is Gadol Gibor V'Nora. In other words, even though the Kavana Shebifnim, the Gibor V'Nora, which is really what God is, those are his midos, and that doesn't shtim, that doesn't dovetail with the Anhaga, with the Chorban, the Chazanche Knesset Gadola took out God's Kavana, hidden Kavana, from the world of Maisa. In other words, they revealed in the world of Maisa God's Kavana. That God's Kavana here also in the Chorban was Gadol Gibor V'Nora, like Chazal say, that God is silent, even though the Goyim are doing such terrible things. That's part of Gvur also. Such that since from the time Achei Knesset Gadola, the Maisa and the Machshava are different, right? Because the Maisa looks one way, and the Machshava is another way, is different. What God is doing is different than what God's ultimate plan is. What seems to be revealed seems to go against God's ultimate plan, but it really isn't. Because really, it's obviously leading the way. It's paving the way for a better future. But it looks like it contradicts. So the Mara Ayin, the mice, is different than God's Machshava. So that's why Anshei Knesset Gadola had to be Misakin Brachos, because you can no longer rely on the fact that the mice that God is doing, that God is revealing, expresses God's true Kavana, like it was before Anshei Knesset Gadola. So before Anshei Knesset Gadola, we didn't have to say brachos because we knew that whatever was revealed was really what God's intention was. Everything was clear. That was already in our heart and didn't have to be expressed. In the physical world, it was already expressed in the physical world by what was happening. And we knew in our heart that what was happening fit very well with what the ultimate intention was. Things were positive. Then when things got negative, and we knew no longer the mice doesn't seem mechuvan to the kavan anymore. It's happening in the world of mice, of gilui, doesn't seem to fit what we know God's plan is supposed to be. So therefore, we had to say it out loud. We had to say it explicitly that no, despite what's happening, this is part of God's ultimate plan. God's deeper plan, like we know, even though things look terrible, but God's deeper plan is for the good, and that these are expressions of God's greatness. So this has to be verbalized. So if in the world of Hashgacha, there's a chalukah, there's a distinction between Mais and Machshava, until Tzrichim Das Tzufrashtei Frataychen, so we have to explain it explicitly that God's Maisa really does fit with his Machshava. It really is part of the master plan. So also by Knesset Yisrael, we can no longer rely on Kavanas HaLev. So we have to, thus Sufra Taichin, we have to be Mefarish Lahedya, we have to explain explicitly what is happening, what that this Hanhaga, Gluya, really is Mechuvan to the ultimate plan. This really is part of the master plan. This really is an expression of God's Gdula and Gvura and and no rose. Now, just like we have done to explicitly verbalize in the Mahalach of Mina Olam Ad Olam that it's a Hachana for Shmo Echad, right? So we say Mina Olam Ad Olam, and this is a preparation for the day God's name will be one, that in this world, generally, there's a Chalukah between the way God's name is written and read. But in the Mikdash, it was one. It was written the way it was read. And that's a preparation for the next world. So it's showing in the Mikdash that this world's a preparation for the next world. In Kriya Shema, we also say Hashem Echad. And that's also directed at the Hanhaga of Hashem, La'asid Lava, that God's name will be one. The Kriya and the Ksiva is going to be the same, right? Like the Gemara says, that this symbolizes that in this world, things aren't always the same. We have Besuros Ros and Besuros Tovos. In the next world, it's all going to be Tov. So everything comes together. You read the name the same way the name is written. So everything works together. But in this world, it's not like that. In this world in general, we have things that seem very bad. And there are also things that seem very good. So we have Besuros Tovos, Besuros Ros. So things aren't always so smooth. Things don't always seem to fit. There seems to be this duality. So therefore we say we are also mechalek between the Kriya and the Ksiva. But in the next world, it's all going to be one. There's not going to be this duality. And therefore already in the Mikdash, we say Hashem Echad, God's name is one. To show, Mina Olam Ba'ad Olam, we say in the Mikdash Mina Olam Ba'ad Olam, because we the Kriya and the Ksiva are the same, to show this is a preparation for the next world. So here is the purpose of Sukkah de Zimra that comes before Kriya Shema. Again, in Kriya Shema we say Hashem Echad, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and Sukkah de Zimra is a hachana for this Kriya Shema. How does this work? The bracha of Yishtabach, we say HaBoicher B'Shirei Zimra. So all Bechira, anytime there's chosenness, it's being motzi something min haklal. So what is God choosing Shirei David from? From what? So maybe we can say, if it wasn't frightening to say such a thing, that this is a big yisod in Emunah. Chazal says that the Sifrei Nach are going to be canceled in the future. And we'd like to suggest that Sifrei Tehillim, or Sefer Tehillim, is not included in this bittul. Because just like Bechiras David Kemelech is Daraisa, even though it wasn't mentioned explicitly, so too he was chosen with his violin, and his songs are also Daraisa. The raya is that the shir we say on the Karbanos is Shiras Tehillim. And Daraisa is not Mizbatel. Sefer Tehillim has two bechinos, Shirei David and Sefer Nach, the songs of David, and it's also a book of Nach. So even when the books of Nach will be canceled, be nullified, so it's true that the Metzias of Kabbalah Sashirim Sefer Nach is going to be nullified, but there's still going to be the bechina of Shirei Shel David, that the Arise isn't going to be canceled. That's why they are metaken Abocher b'Shirei Zim. In other words, even when all the Sefer Nevi'im are going to be Mizbatel, are going to be canceled, nullified, Sefer Tehillim is going to remain, Abocher b'Shirei Zimra, that's what's going to remain. It's Bocher b'Shirei David from all the other Shirim. That's why it says Shirei David, it says Mizmor, there's the only Mizmors we have of David, Mizmor le David. But Shirim, we have a lot of Shirim in the Navi, so this Shir is the chosen of all the Shirim. Wow, what an amazing finish. It's a Bocher b'Shirei Zimra, this is the only Shir that's going to remain, the Shir of Tehillim. That's going to remain a Shirei David, the Arayis Elomis Batelis. Wow. Mamish amazing. And in order to explain, Uplichtei Tzufar Taichin, Psukei Dezimra, as a Hakdama of Hashem Echad, they are Mataka in the Brachas Shelefon of Elacharov. La'acharov, We have the bracha of Chaya Olamim. What does it mean, Chaya Olamim? Two worlds, Olam Balashan Rabim and Olam Ada Olam. But this is just the Hachana. For Baruch Shamar, we also say, Uvishirei David Nahalelcha. Shirei David is eternity. So this is a Biur, the Psukei de Zimra. This is a Hachana for eternity. And it goes all the way to the Tkufa of Hashem Echad. Chai Ha'olamim, the book ends. Chai Ha'olamim on one side. Worlds, from this world to the next world. At the beginning, Shirei David Nahalelcha is also eternal, as we just explained. The songs of David, Daraisa Lomis Batelas. These brachas were only mentioned after the closing of the Shas. Because then the Tkufa of 2,000 years of Torah ended. And then the Mahalach of Yemos HaMashiach started. And that's what Chazal say, Ein Torah Ve'ein Mashiach. Ein Sanhedrin said, Zayin Amar Aleph. Because we're out of the Alpayim Torah, and the Mashiach's not here yet, Lavim Seinu Arabim. And therefore, we have to explain more. In our Avodah of Psukei Dezimra, our Shaychus, the Shaychus of Tkufas Yemos HaMashiach, to the Gilui of Hashem Echad. B'nei Shekvar Higia Zmano Roy Lekach. Because the time has already come. And he hasn't yet come. And before that time, wasn't called Yemos HaMashiach. Dafka after Chasimus HaShas, we have to show that now we're in the Tkuf of Mashiach. We have to show that we're Shaykh to Tkufas Yemos HaMashiach. Because he's not here yet, but this is the time. So we have to say this, Min HaOlam Ad HaOlam. Chai HaOlamim. Bishirei David Na'alelcha, our Shaychus to Nitzchiyus. In Shiras Hayam, we say, Natisa Yemincha Tevleim Arts. You stretched out your right hand and you, the earth swallowed them. So, B'chol HaShira Medubar Al Yam. Pitom now, we have a Ma'avar Pitomi La'aretz. We're talking about the sea. And now we start talking about the Yabasha. We start talking about the land. Rashi says the Mitzvah is Zocher Kvura. That's what we're so happy about. The Mitzvah is Zocher Kvura. So here there's a special spitz over here. And that is Oketz Miuchad Divrit. But in Oz Yashir Moshe, Rashi says, Mikan L'Tchiyas HaMeisim and HaTaris. There is Zocher here at the Hasaga that we get to Tchiyas HaMeisim. Now from the perspective of Tchiyas HaMeisim, Misa is a Machala among other Machalos. Not different. It's just another machala. That was. Tchiyas HaMeisim is going to bring people back to life. So Misa is just another sickness that was healed. So from the Mapal of Mitzrayim, it says, V'chol machala asher asati al Mitzrayim lo asim alecha ken yashem rofecha. So whatever's included more, the more machalas Mitzrayim had, the more of a haftacha for our benefit. Shem machala shesablu amitzim lo tova al Yisrael, the machala that they had, will not come on the Jewish people. So it emerges that if the Mitzrim were Zelchel B'tova and they weren't punished, so that is Goreah Mitovas and Shabbat Tachas and Shal Yisrael. That's going to somehow minimize our own benefit, our own great promise. Shenitzlu Mitzrim Machla, then when the Mitzrim was saved from a Machla, so our Haftacha becomes smaller. Because then machla doesn't include so much. So if the mitzvah was zochet kvura, there's a miyut b'tovasin of avtachasin shal Yisrael. There's a miyut in our tov and our haftacha. But since here in Kriyas Yamsuf, the Jewish people were zochet to the hasag of Tchiyas HaMeisim, we don't need kvura anymore. Because if they have kvura, then it's a miut in our haftacha. So why is that a good thing? And the answer is because we're getting Tchiyas HaMeisim. So we don't need Kvura anymore. So ultimately, it doesn't matter. That's why we're mentioning Kfura. Yeah, they got Kfura, but it doesn't matter for us because we're getting Tchiyas HaMeisim. That's the contrast. According to this, we can explain the machlokes between the Rambam and those who argue with the Rambam. According to the Rambam, Shira Sayam is Memela Shaykh to Tchiyas HaMeisim. And therefore, where does it belong? After Chaya Olamim. Because Chaya Olamim is talking about the Tkufa of Olam Hazeh as a Hachana for Tchiyas HaMeisim in a matzah of Min Olam Ad Olam. And Shira Sayam is Shaykh more to the Parashat Birchas Kriyashma, where we're already in the world of Hashem Echad. So therefore, after we finish Pesukah Zimra, we say Az Yashir, because we've already now transitioned to the world of Tchiyas HaMeisim. Those who argue with the Rambam, Tur, Shulchan Aruch, what we do, hold that Sof Shira Sayam is being said in our times, and it's said in the Mahalach Min Olam Ad Olam. It's not completely about Tchiyas HaMeisim, so therefore it's still within the framework of Pesukah Zimra. Not yet mamish and tchiyas hamesim, but varim hayu neflaim biyoser. And it was an honor to learn this with you. And we should be zoche to kol hamachal asher samti al etzayim lo'asim alecha k'ani Hashem lof'echa. V'mehera v'yamein v'amein v'yamein. Shalom, shalom, svidis, and mas'bul, happy friends.